This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The lawsuit that aims to keep Donald Trump off next year's Colorado ballot is being heard in a Denver courtroom starting today. CPR's Benta Berkland says the group behind the lawsuit believes Trump's actions to overturn the outcome of the 2020 election count as insurrection under the U.S. Constitution's disqualification clause.
The lawsuit alleges that he incited and exacerbated a violent insurrection because the mob of people who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th believed they were following his orders. Advocates for the lawsuit note that Trump refused to condemn or call off the mob for hours.
Similar cases against a Trump candidacy are underway in at least two other states. Protesters in support of Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip rallied in the cold at the state capitol Sunday. CPR's Paolo Shalcita.
Protesters called for Colorado elected officials to support Palestinians by advocating for a ceasefire. Sam Sitawe, a Palestinian who lived in Jerusalem, said he came out because he wants the bombing of the Gaza Strip by Israel to stop.
Most of the people who got killed by the Israeli with the American weapons are children and women and elderly.
The United Nations says recent violence in Gaza has injured over 17,000 people, with essential supplies such as fuel, electricity, and clean water scarce. The Palestinian death toll has risen to over 8,000, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. I'm Paolo Shalcita, CPR News.
The program that helps low-income Coloradans with their heating bills opens for new applications November 1st. The LEAP program served nearly 90,000 households in Colorado last year, a new record, paying an average of $560 toward heating costs. The program is funded by the federal government. It will take applications through early April. A satisfying win Sunday for the Denver Broncos. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs for the first time since 2015. The Chiefs are the NFL's defending Super Bowl champion. Sunday's final score was 24-9. This is CPR News.